This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to go up in the Hill Country area around Uvalde, Cancun, and all that, and Hondo, that whole area. Chris Crocker hunts this time of year, and check in and see what the Dove Man's doing this morning. Crocker, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, we're getting ready to go again.
That's turning into a grind. You got a long ways to go.
Not a bad grind, but I got about 6 more weeks to go. So
yeah, you do.
Life is good on the hill up here.
On the hill. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's... we got a lot of rain on Sunday last week. We got about 4 inches, 4.5 inches here in Concan. And Savinel got a little over 2.5, and it filled up all the little spots and looks really good. We did a lot of surveying yesterday, running around looking at places, and all our little holes that were dried up ain't dried up no more. We got water everywhere, and gonna be really cool coming up. We got kill season coming up here in another week.
Yeah, that opens the 20th.
Yeah, it'll be good. All the little spots got water in it. Everything up here has been lush green. The river is, I've been coming up here over 30 years, and that's best I've ever seen the Frio right now.
It's crystal clear. That picture you sent me that day, y'all sitting down there, I said, look at that. You can see every rock on the bottom.
Oh, it's amazing right now. It's just really, really good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The birds have been, playing pretty good. We kind of get them, every time we get them figured out, they teach us another lesson. So.
Oh, yeah.
We had some guys yesterday from the Houston area, and the morning was just terrible. We just, I don't think we shot 2 birds yesterday morning, and so we moved a little bit north from town, about a quarter mile, half mile, and just laid them out yesterday evening. Had a really good hunt.
Yeah. You think it's
it's bird hunting. Those old migratory game birds, you can see them one day and you can't see them the next. It's kind of, they teach you a lesson all the time. When you think you got it, when you think you know what they're doing,
yeah,
you don't.
Just like ducks. Same thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing. We gripe about fishing, but, hey, they're a lot easier to stay with than birds are. My goodness.
How'd those guys here east of town do this season? Usually they get a big old thunder bummer and and get blown out.
It's been spotty. You know, I've heard of some good hunts and I've heard of some slow hunts. Now, I heard of some up around the Huffman, Humble area up through there, where some guys were hunting opening day. It was like Argentina, they said.
Yeah, I had some guys that hunted down around El Campo opening weekend, and they said, man, it was great on Monday, and they were gone on Tuesday. So,
really?
Kind of, you know, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, I think that Sunday white winging, Bink texted me that evening and said it is lock and load. We're just pounding on them.
Yeah, well, South Zone opens on Sunday this year. You know, we had a Central Zone opener on Monday, and this year we got a South Zone, you know, and it's like, who's up there drinking whatever they're drinking, figuring this out, you know?
Man, they may be smoking something. I don't know, bud. That's, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, it's bad for the young hunters, you know, the youth, because, you know, they have school
and
it messes them up. They only get that one Sunday, and they're back in school.
Well, you know, that's what's going to happen this next year. Right? Everything's going to be pushed back a day. So we got a Tuesday opener for Central Zone, and we got a Monday opener for South Zone next year. And until I think it's 2028, we don't go back to the weekends again. So
I wonder what their theory is on that, why they do that.
You know, you don't want to hear what I got to think about that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
How about those crappie pictures I sent you the other day?
Man, y'all put the hurt on them, bud. Where did y'all fish?
Devil's River, right there just north of where it feeds into Lake Amistad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I haven't quite, you know, I've fished for him before, but old Horland's got that, you know, he's got that place in Costa Rica, and he's got a little ranch up here, and he's got a little another spot. And he called me, he goes, man, I got these crappie figured out. You need to come. So we go over there, and he's got this live scope set up. It looks like, an X-ray screens all over his boat stuff.
Oh, and, yeah.
Dude, it was something else. He literally found where we drive around, and he's got this thing, a little like a rudder, you know, for a trolling motor, but it's the live scope, and point that thing out and push it around, and you could literally, we'd find these trees underneath the water, you know, and we're in anywhere between 25 and 15 foot deep of water.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you pull up and you see this tree there, and you can see the fish moving around the tree.
It was like Christmas lights.
Oh, dude, it's like a video game, but you're catching real fish.
So, were y'all catching them with jigs or minnows?
I think we only got about 36 minnows. And, you know, I think I caught off of one minnow was four at one time. And we'd about to run out of minnows, and so we started, we find them on the deck dead, and so we'd hook them things up, and those would work too. I mean, because he goes, throw it right there about 3 foot to the right of that, and get right next to the boat and drop it there, and you could see the line go down.
Yeah.
And literally, he goes, hang on, he's got it. You could see him bite it. I mean, it was crazy. Crazy. I've never fished like that before, but
that's how they do it now on them crappie, man. It's them poor little boogers don't have a chance. Boy, and they sure are good eating too.
You know, I can't ever recall ever having any, but I got 100 fillets, and we're going to tear them up tomorrow.
I'd have already eaten them. I can't believe you waited this long,
dude. I've got them in a 1 gallon Ziploc baggie that I guarantee you couldn't put a.
Couldn't stuff another fillet in there.
It's so full. It's just totally full. You know. So it's We're going to do them up tomorrow. We got about 25 hunters that are going to come over in the afternoon. or I say in the afternoon, in the evening, and
that'll be fine.
Up and we're going to do a little cornmeal flour mix and a little beer batter mix and see how it goes.
You can't ruin them.
Man, I've heard a lot of stories saying it. Oh, man. And then, you know, I like tilefish and grouper and snapper and all that stuff. And they're going, oh, it's better than that. I said,
well, boy, you're not going to get that deep flavor like you will out of, you know, ocean fish, pelagic fish and stuff. But it's really good. Just take well, you know, you'll know. You'll like them.
I can't wait to find out, I'll tell you that much.
You'll eat more than you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's I can't wait to do it. I had my buddy come in from Mississippi yesterday, and he bought his out-of-state license. And I go, dude, come on, let's go. We're going to go hunting. He goes, well, I didn't start it till tomorrow. So he had to sit there. Yeah, you know, you get a five-day license, you could pick when you start it.
And, I see.
So I told old Bob, I said, you're Bird Boy Bob today, buddy.
That's it. Put a shock collar on him. Said, yeah, man, you're going to be the Bird Boy. You got to wear a shock collar.
Dude, you know, we had Sue is just, you know, she's 8 years old now. This is her
ninth season.
I
can't believe that dog's that old already.
And she still looks like a puppy, buddy. You know,
she looks good. Like, you've taken good care of her.
56, 57 pounds, and she's over there snoozing right now. Come here, girl. Come on. Oh, she didn't even move. She's pooped.
I bet she is.
You know, that's, did you see that little video of her sitting on the ground? That tail's going 90 miles an hour, and that head's working left and right. She's a hunter, man. She is a sweet little dog.
So Sue came. All right, Sue won. That was my dog's mama.
Right.
Molly's mama, and then Sue, too, came after Molly, right?
Yeah, Sue, too, came when Sue 1 died, and it's 8 years ago today or tomorrow. Maybe it's tomorrow when she, you know, we went hunting that first 3 or 4 days, and she just didn't wake up.
I remember that. Like, man, has it been that long already?
Dude, it was horrible. That's one of the worst days I can ever recall.
Yeah, you were heartbroken. That was just, you know, to wake up and she's laying there in the hotel room with you and she won't get up.
And, you know, her nose was still wet and everything. And I picked her up off the ground, put her on the bed and started pumping her chest and blowing her nose. And it was just like, holy smoke, what happened here? And
what do you think, she had a heart attack or what?
You know, I called the vet and told them, and he goes, man, there's so many different things that could have happened. And the first thing I thought of was, that was back when they were putting those coyote packs down here to poison the coyotes. But I called Parks and Wildlife and got with the game wardens, and they were nowhere near where we were at. So it kind of knocked that out. And, you know, I just think she had a heart attack while in her sleep. And anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Enough of that.
I know. I just went through all that not too long ago.
I know. You called me that day, and it was like, dude, we had to relive that stuff. And, you know, we love our dogs.
I'm telling you, well, it's probably the most loyal friend you'll ever have. They'll never lie to you.
You know, it's like that old joke. It's like that old joke. You can put your wife and your dog in a closet for 2 hours, and there's only going to be one of them glad to see you.
That's exactly right. I heard it the other way. Go to the grocery store and lock your wife and your dog in the trunk of the car, and then come back out and pop the turtle hull to see which one's glad to see you.
yeah, for sure.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, Crocker, somebody wants to get up, man. Give them some info how they can reach out to you and get up there and get on a good dove hunt. Come up state for 3 days and live it up.
Y'all give us a shout. We're at CCOTexas.com and TexasBestDoveHunt.com. If you want some really detailed info, give my son a call because I just don't do that no more. It's his baby now.
Yeah.
512-587-3791.
Yeah, I call him Little Chris, but he's sure a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, well, you know, they still call me Big Chris, and he's Little Chris, although he's 6'2 and about 300 pounds.
He's a beast. Strong as a bull, man.
Well, I tell you what, I
remember when I was hunting with him that morning, you had to go back and sell boats, and I stayed one more hunt just to see, you know, if old, what do we call that deer that I shot, that big one?
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't stupid. Yeah. I was the one that was stupid, but I said, let's just reverse things. Put me back in that black hot stand that he's supposed to show up in the evenings, and I'll be darned if he didn't show up that morning. Chris came down there. He's so excited. Hey, he reached down by himself and threw that big old buck in the back of that buggy.
Oh, said, yeah.
What an
animal. He's a hog.
He's a bull. He's a bull, man.
And, dude, my grandson, my grandson's 14, and he's as tall as he is now. He's going to be bigger than Junior.
Uh-oh. Boy. What are they feeding these kids these days?
It's in McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. They got some stuff in them, I guess, man. All right, brother. Well, Crocker, y'all have a good shoot today, and I'll talk to you next day or two. I'll check in with you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, man. See ya.
Y'all give us a shout. We'll fix you up.
You got it. Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Chris Crocker up in Concan. And it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dike. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Well, how in the world are you?
I'm doing A-OK. Sounds like y'all got it going on in fine fashion.
Yeah, we actually have phones this week. Boy, we missed you last week.
Yeah, that was different. Hey, you know, I got up and made my run down here and had all the anticipations of telling you some tall stories. But that's all right. Ain't nothing to it. It's all good. I managed to knock out a few other things, and it all worked out perfect. So, no problem. Oh, looks like it's going to be another good morning. Well, we've had some good weather, haven't we?
It's been absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Man, everything's been good. The beach water has been beautiful. The bays have been in pretty good shape, too. I didn't get a good peek at it just now. I passed by a couple of guys that had their lights and shining off the rocks, and the water looked—I couldn't really tell for sure, but it seemed like it was decent. But the water in the bait tanks when I walked by was a little off color, so I don't know if that was something that got stirred up. I know the tide is up a lot right now. I mean, it's up. I don't know. It's above normal, that's for sure, right now. Not a lot.
Well, we've had all that east wind, and it helps. You know, it pushes a lot of water in, and we're on some strong tides right now. So,
yeah. But it's looks like it's going to be another good morning. We'll see how things work out. I think you said the wind's been kind of variable a bit. The bait flags were limp, but when I got over the hump, there's a slight chop on the water. Not a lot. It's going to be going to be good. That little breeze right there will offset that little bit of heat that we still got. But I ain't complaining, man. Things have.
I'm looking at you right now. The dike showing a southeast wind at 7 to 8.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, that's nice.
Not at all. I was listening to y'all talk a while ago about the dogs and man's best friend and all that. It reminded me when y'all were talking about, I think Chris had lost his dog, and it was kind of a shocker. I was fishing out here with a very good buddy of mine who's a veterinarian. We were out here fishing for flounder, not too far from where I'm parked right now along these granite rocks. And we were having a good mid-morning, and he had his golden retriever out here with him, which that dog was everywhere he was. And I was watching that dog. It had run down the rocks a pretty good ways, and we tried to keep an eye on him a little bit here and there. He's a good dog, though. Sandy, fine dog. And I noticed that he had stopped and on the rocks probably 25, 35 yards from us, and he was laying there. And I thought maybe he might have got a fish hook or something stuck in his paw or something, and he was nibbling at it or something. Anyway, I mentioned to Bruce, I hollered at him. He was a little ways from me. And so he walks down there to check on Sandy, and in a little bit, he's got that big old dog in his arms, and he's not wasting any time getting back. And he says, "David, I've got to go, and I got to go now." He says, "Will you get my gear for me?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Something's bad wrong with Sandy." So, doggone it. He piled that dog up in the car, and away he went. And I said, "Man, holler at me. Let me know how things are going." And he, it was probably an hour, maybe 2 hours, and I get a call from him. And, I mean, he is all broken up. And he says, he was telling me that Sandy had died. And it was just a shocker. That dog was all over the place, you know, feeling great. And so Bruce, being the veterinarian, I don't know if I could have done it even though I was one, but he did an autopsy on that dog because he said, "I had to know." He told me, he said, "I had to know what happened to that dog." And he said that it had an aneurysm right next to its heart, probably off its aorta or something like that. He said that dog had a widowmaker going on. He said that it just blew out. He says that dog didn't know what hit it, but So I don't know. I don't know what happened to your buddies there, the dog that in the hotel room or whatever, but those things kind of happen. But Bruce had to know, and he did his doctor work and was able to figure it out and find out what it was. But it was a good dog, sure was. It's always terrible to lose one, as we've all done, and you and I have had that happen here recently.
Yeah, our dogs were pretty close together.
Yeah.
But we lost them about the same time.
That reminded me of that story about Bruce. It's probably, I think it was before Ike. It might have been after. I know after when Ike hit, the doctor shut down for 2 years. So if that's the case, it had to have been sometime after 2010. Yeah. But anyway, but as I mentioned, the tide is up. The wind is down. Things don't look too bad. I've been walking the rock lines and some of the bulkheads a little bit, a few mornings this last week, and some of the little flounder that I've been catching are the ones that are around here year round. They're not doing anything special. They're not making any kind of even thinking about any kind of a run. These are mostly little old male flounder, but still fun to catch. Kind of check them out and see what's going on, but not too many. I think most of the fish are to my left or to my right, but they're not right out in front of me where I can catch them.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Seen any signs of any kind of croaker run? Anybody catching croaker, whiting, any kind of panfish right now?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard too much on the panfish front, and I won't, because most of them won't come up to our cleaning table and such for those. They'll take them on home and take care of them on the smaller panfish and such. But I'll know when something's happening when I come out here on this, especially on this Friday morning run, when we have a few more people out fishing, when we start seeing them piling up out there at the very end of the dike over off to the left-hand side as you're heading out, they'll where the beachfront meets the rock growings, that'll let me know that there's some flounder being caught. And then as more and more are being caught, they start catching them, about the last eighth of a mile to the end of the dike is where they'll pile up to catch them with the little peel trim and such. So hopefully we'll have some kind of a croaker run. I think we're right on the cusp of having some bull red show up. And so that's always kind of exciting for a lot of folks who like to get the tug on those bull reds and take a picture with them and cut them loose. And so it won't be long. And then maybe we'll be able to catch a few flounder before they put the handcuffs on us, Mickey.
I know. And, shut her down again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. As far as live bait and such, I think our croaker season's over, Mickey. I think we're going to put a rest on the live croaker as far as Boyd's is concerned, and switch back over and have live shrimp and finger mullet as being our two live baits of choice, which just happens to be what we've got in the tanks right now out there. Not an awful lot of live finger mullet, but the cats with the cast nets will be out there catching some this morning, I'm sure. But we do have some pretty nice looking live shrimp, some of them pretty good size. So there's a nice mix there as well. And there's been some crabs. We've had crabs during the week, some ones and twos. And so I think right now they've got some number twos in the box out there. And I don't know if they got more in the back, but they'll get all that lined out here shortly. But it's been a good week, Mickey. We're thankful.
How do y'all keep those crabs alive? What's y'all's specialty of, keeping them alive, to sell to the public?
Cool is the way to go.
Yeah, cool.
You keep them cool, and you keep them boxed. If you they're not as bad as crawfish in terms of wanting to kill each other, because these big crabs has got a lot of armor on them. They can handle a little bit of little to and fro, but we keep them in the crates and keep them in the cooler, and then depending on how long we have them, which usually isn't very long, you go through them and you check them and make sure they're good. If you got any that that gave it up, then you get them out of there and just keep everything all looking good.
Yeah, they don't say once you take them out of the water, you can't put them back in the water. They get acclimated to the air, and if you put them back in water, submerge them, it'll kill them. So.
Yeah, they as we chill them down, you know, when we get them. And we get a bunch of them sometimes. In order to sort them, in order to grade them, you don't just open them boxes up and reach in there and start getting them, because they'll get up close and personal to you. So you've got to chill them. Yes, they will.
Well, that's what I do. You've got to chill them. I'll put them in a cooler, and we'll cover them in ice and stun them, slow them down. So we can reach in there and grab them and, clean them. I don't like cooking them whole. I like cleaning them real good before I boil them.
Yes, sir.
Some people like to do all the guts and the feathers, but I don't. I clean them. That way, the women and kids can enjoy them without having to pull the shell off and all that junk, man.
Yeah, that's not for the squeamish, especially for folks that's never eaten them before. You bust one open and show them all the innards there, they're liable to want to just head on off to Whataburger,
we'll pass. Y'all enjoy.
All right, anyway, they're good stuff.
Hey, man, throw them out some info about Boyd's and how to get there and all that good stuff, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, Mickey, and the Boyd's Santa Fe Cajun Grill, we call it, is alive and well, doing very well, and Chef Jorge's been putting out some mighty good stuff, and yesterday was a very good day. A lot of folks showed up and supported us for trying to make that little old food truck work, and so far the folks in the Santa Fe, Alvin, all that area around there have been very receptive, and they seem to really like what he's been cooking, because they make
machine.
A lot of good posts.
Well, I hear from everybody. Yeah, he's good feedback, bro.
But anyway, Boyd's One Stop, 409-945-4001, 227 Dyke Road, open 24 hours still. And right now, like I say, we got all good kind of bait, tackle, ice, and all that stuff. Mickey, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave. You do the same, my friend. Good talking to you. See you.
Take care.
All right, well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. If you're, whether you're wanting deer processed or you just want to visit their meat market and stock up, Belleville's the place to go. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with their bulk pricing, it's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, homemade hot dogs, original with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. That way you can let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And they've introduced their new chuck wagon patties. These are a big hit. Half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out all their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And with deer season right around the corner, their wild game processing facility, second to none. Their new sausage recipe that's available, you got to try it. It's really good, along with their deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Morning, Stevie. What's up?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm Cadillacing. I'm good.
There you go. Awesome.
I was running like a Model T yesterday morning, but I'm doing good this morning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that puttering around Model T stuff, but I'm out of rhythm. I was telling Jace I haven't fished in a few days. Just had some trips earlier in the week and had to cancel a couple of. Well, one got canceled on me, and then had, I think, Monday or whatever. It was Monday week canceled because it was blowing like 22 at daybreak out of the northeast.
I know it. That was Tuesday, wasn't it? Tuesday morning?
Well, Monday it was blowing. Both mornings it was blowing.
Well, both mornings, yeah. One was stronger than the other. I can't remember. It's already Friday, man.
Yeah, and then Tuesday we were going to wait and go later, but it didn't really get right until
it was too late.
Like 10:30 or 11. Yeah. And I had to go speak at a deal that evening, and I didn't want to. I felt like I was getting squeezed a little bit, so.
Yeah, I saw that rescheduled. On my phone. I saw that video they showed you standing up there baffling baffling people with all your knowledge. I think you were talking about oysters or something, the part I watched.
I was up there for like an hour and a half. We talked about a bunch of stuff.
I bet you did.
But no, I've only fished one time since I talked to you, and it wasn't that good. This guy, Josh Wendell, hadn't fished me in 18 years, man. We had a really good time. Just could not get anything going. It just
I know my buddy Sammy went yesterday, and he said it was terrible. He couldn't get nothing going.
Man, it's just we're in that funk. I mean, yeah, we caught seven. We caught seven legal trouts. What we caught, and
right.
And that was like, I hate to say it, but I was happy with that. But, man, that I tell you, you know, this time of year can be tough as it is in our bay. But when you throw a northeast wind on top of everything, it makes it twice as hard. And I'm not crying about it. I'm just, these are facts.
That's what it is. We go through it every year. Same old thing.
You know, back when we had that east shoreline over there, and, you know, in your bay over there, and from Anahuac Pocket all the way to Smith Point, east wind, northeast wind, you know, didn't bother it. We could get out of it. In my case, had to drive a little bit, but didn't matter. But, I mean, I went over there the day. We caught some dinks, but it just, I don't know, maybe when it gets cooler. But a lot of that stuff, like when I was going through the Ventoons the other day,
Yeah.
Just idling around a lot of the areas, and they're still all marked on my machine. You know, every time I get a GPS.
Yeah, but visually, it's all gone.
I'm in 5 foot of water in areas we used to wade fish.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be, it was,
you know,
insane.
Crotch deep. I know.
It's crazy.
It's amazing how much all of that and all our bay system has changed just overnight.
It is. You know, and we have some fish. It's not that we don't have some fish. It's just the pattern, and we talked about this the other night at that deal I did. The pattern has just changed, and we've had to change with it. And
yeah.
It's just like one of the things we kind of talked about for a while was how we fish, how we're relegated more to fishing structure as opposed to getting out on reefs. And we've talked about it on your show so many times, but used to we get out on those reefs in East Bay and just start working slicks, and it was easy pickings and good fish. And
yes,
they're just now it's like we're going to go find some rocks or a well or a pier piling or something. It's not good fish.
And all our wade fishing, you know, we've lost 60-70% of all the areas we used to wade fish. They're too deep now. It's all subsided. It's gone.
Yeah. But, you know, wading, though, for me in the last 2 years, wading's been actually better.
I think so, too.
It really has in certain areas, and especially for numbers, maybe not size, but numbers of legal size fish, you know.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes there's, like last year, it was somewhat of an anomaly where we were catching a lot of our fish wading because we had a lot of fresh water up your way that kind of shoved those fish in certain areas and kind of put them right in our lap a little bit, you know, stacked them up. But even aside from that, like when I go over to West Bay and stuff, that wading's been, their smears over there have been pretty solid the last 4 or 5 years for jumping out, you know. But no, it's the same deal. When I have fished, it's, we're throwing more tails than anything. Haven't really gotten much going on top waters. Matter of fact, this whole summer, we've probably caught more fish on worms than anything. Whereas in years past, it seems like we caught more on, or not more, but more than we did this summer on top waters.
Numbers, yeah.
And twitch baits, you know, but like Lilies and Double D's and all that stuff. But, and we did, back in the spring, we did catch some fish on twitch baits, but overall it's been just Bass Assassins and Little Johns.
Yeah,
it really has. And if you get out there like that day when with me and Josh and his two buddies, you can tell, man, there's just, when there's no active bait on the surface, not much surface activity, it just, top waters just aren't the thing to throw. I mean,
you hit the nail on the head with that. I mean, that's why it's been such a soft plastic type year, because the fish have been down for the most part all year.
They sure seem that way.
Yeah.
And you know, and when I clean them, and I know I sound like a broken record, but they are so full. You cannot squeeze another damn shad in their belly.
I know.
And
lots of
I think they just lots of shad, more shad than any. I mean, every year it seems to be
well,
that way.
Well, you got all that bait prevalence like that. They become selective feeders instead of forage feeders, you know. They're full mm-hmm. all the time. And you mm-hmm. just got to throw stuff to fool them and antagonize them a little bit and make them eat. Put it on
yeah,
their head.
That's it. You know, I had a biologist tell me last year, not this year, but last year, but I think this year is probably not much different, that we've had so many shad hatches that the ships going down the ship channel, up and down the ship channel,
right,
their screens, their intake screens were getting clogged up with shad. Yeah.
You know, I remember, what year was that? That was a while back. I think it was before all the disasters, but they had, you know, there, that was a big problem on ships going up down the channel.
Yeah,
I remember that.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to getting a few decent cold fronts and
send these
fish into a little bit of a feeding frenzy. Right now we're kind of in limbo, I think. So, and it's slow for me anyway. I've just been getting a bunch of other stuff done. I've got to go deliver some spray guards and nets and stuff today. So
yeah,
I've been staying busy.
You're still selling a lot of those transducer spray guards?
Oh, yeah.
I need to get one from you for my boat. I need to do that.
I'll give you a little break.
Next time I come fishing with you,
I'll give you a little price break.
Think you cut me a little slack here, bro?
Yeah, I'll cut you a deal.
Yeah, hook me up.
No. But, no, it's been a heck of a good summer.
I'd buy a new net from you, but my old net that I've had forever, I mean, we don't even use a net hardly except for redfish.
Right.
But, you know, we're mostly flippers now. You know, flip it.
Well, the whole reason we started making these nets, me and a buddy of mine 13, 14 years ago, is I got tired of breaking those store-bought, those aircraft aluminum nets on. We catch a lot of oversized, well, I'm not telling you anything, but we catch a lot of oversized reds and big 25, 30-pound drum.
Well, you got to reach down and hold the hoop on them, you know.
You got to hold the
hoop.
If a hold
customer does it for you, yep. Then they try to do it with a handle and they bend it or break it every time.
That's right.
Every time. Grab it by the hoop.
Exactly. But anyway, just
I remember one day I had Roland Altinger and Pete, you know, the Altinger brothers, and we got in a bunch of nasty reds, man. And we were netting them and throwing them all over the place. And I think Peter or somebody caught a real big one. Roland netted it, and he didn't grab the hoop, and it broke. So the rest of the day, I didn't have a handle. I just reached down with a hoop and leaned over the boat and scooped them up. Like a musky net, you know, like they use up north.
I've been down that road before. I remember one time we were on deep reef, and I had this net. It was on its last leg anyway. It wasn't even a good net when it was brand new, and I'm not gonna mention the brand, but this net was woe out. I mean, it was about to break right where the hoop necks down and meets the handle anyway. And man, I sight casted about a 15, 16 pound triple tail.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm fighting it. And that was back when I was throwing that little 781 G Loomis, that little crankbait series rod that had zero backbone. And
it was a noodle.
I mean, it was feather light, but it didn't have any backbone whatsoever. And I'm fighting that thing forever. And I get it up to the boat. And this is another reason why to this day I net my own fish. And I told that guy, I said, grab the hoop when you net this fish. Don't, you know, because this is a big fish. And got it in the net. I let it right to the net after that long fight. And he actually tried to grab the hoop, and his hand slipped off of it. It snapped in half. That triple tail broke off, and it just swam off in slow motion, and I was sick. That happened to me with a big ling one time, too. Similar deal. Anyway, it's just that's the reason I started – one of the reasons I started making those nets. But anyway – but no, I can't complain, man. It's been a good summer. It's been a pretty good summer. It's been a pretty good year overall. Matter of fact, the quality of fish this year, I mean, on my boat at least, has been probably the best I've seen, honestly, since prior to 2017, you know, since prior to the floods from Harvey. So, and I'm seeing tons. We hit an area the other day, and I don't even spend any time over there anymore because there's tons of just babies. But there's a couple areas you can go, and we always say this, but it's true, just tons and tons of little trout, like 10 to 14 inch trout.
Well, we're reproducing, you know, man.
And looking at the eggs in these trout I'm cleaning, the roe is so full.
Oh, we're gonna bust off a good spawn this fall, man.
I'm telling you, man, I think we've had a good spawn year.
Even
again.
All the fish up my way, they're loaded with eggs. It's going to be a
– Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next full moon, we're going to get a good pop.
Yeah, I think going into the fall and on into next year, especially if we keep getting habitat help, you know, with these
sure.
limestone rocks they're planting and everything. Just overall, I think we've got a lot to look forward to. So
yeah, evading any more disasters. We're looking good.
Exactly. Yep. And the dam's been down for a while. Everything's getting salty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it got up to like 5,800.
And, you know, that's what's happening up our way. The fish we had that were kind of concentrated due to fresh, you know, water and everything, it's salted up and greened up, and the fish have spread out. You know, they're looser. They're not as tight. So it makes
that's
fish
right.
a little tougher.
But long term for your bay, that's great, though.
Well, it is.
If we can reestablish that base population up there,
that's exactly
you know,
it.
Reestablish that biomass, then we got it made. But
I'm with you, brother. All right, man. Well, hey, it's always good talking to you, Steve. You're a really good guy and knowledgeable and a good fisherman, and I enjoy talking to you. If somebody wants to go.
Same here. I appreciate
it. Get in the boat with you and listen to all your babbling all day, which I highly recommend. It's a lot of fun. I've heard a lot of good stuff. Anyway, somebody wants to call you to go fishing with you this fall. How do they get a hold of you, Steve?
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Get after it.
All right, man. Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. See you, bud. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.